I was hoping I'd hear from you, Doc.
Yeah, hi. it's of course it's completely absurd on so many levels, and I think wasn't that the policy which was discretionary? If the professor of a given class, was comfortable with not having kids.
Whoever was like the head of the group you were in, if you're at a tutoring session or a group or whatever, whoever's the head could make the decision to decide to enable the mandate or not.
Because that person, of course, decides transmission.
I heard me say this last week. I don't know if you're listening or not, but they have an exchange program with Hogwarts.
Exactly.
Magical incantations to keep the virus at bay.
It's there. I think our Rido has that same association. On a serious note, I was very pleased that my state rep, Chippendale, who's also the minority leader now, formally filed a public request for data from the University of Rhode Island, because I was being stonewalled. He took it over, and he wrote a really powerful letter. Where he pointed out how they basically should have given it to me, but since they didn't give it to me, he's demanding it, and he's pointing out that the University of Connecticut responded very quickly to the same type of request, and of course.
Just so people understand what you're talking about, the data you want is what? Is hospitalization data throughout the pandemic?
Exactly. Just very specific hospitalizations that we could clearly attribute to COVID if they had such a diagnosis, which are hospitalizations of what's called the lower respiratory tract. So the main airways, the smaller airways, and the lung sac. So basically bronchitis, bronchiolitis, and pneumonia. Those are the critical type of
why wouldn't they just be able to go over to a computer and send you the number zero?
That's what Representative Chippendale wants to find out. By the way, that was the number that the University of Connecticut came up with. It took them a couple of weeks, but they have a much larger enrollment than URI. They're roughly 32,000. URI is 18,000. UMass actually put this data. UMass Amherst put the data on their website, and I searched through it because they sent me a prompt. I sent the same request to them. They sent me a very courteous reply and said, we actually have categorize this information, and they put it up on the website, and you had to go through month by month, but I went through it, and they did in fact have one kid that was briefly hospitalized, and they put a note on it that it was a brief hospitalization, doing very well, and that was one back in 2021, and nothing. I mean, and that's another enormous state university, and so the point is, and what Mike is getting at is that if URI is not tracking this information, he says the tracking and aggregation of these data are critical in the crafting of scientifically sound health policy. And I think that really gets to the reluctance. I'm not giving any more credit necessarily to UConn and to University of Massachusetts. I mean, they did have these mandatory policies, particularly a long period of mandatory vaccination. UConn even, up until very recently, was mandating the bivalent vaccine. I appeared before their board of trustees, and mysteriously after that appearance, they appear to have dropped it. but the point is, Matt, we really need these data, and I'm glad. I hope the legislature just takes this over, because I hope it triggers investigations of all these policies. Because if it turns out, as you and I suspect, as sort of the data would tell us, that really no student was hospitalized throughout the pandemic, regardless of the pre or post vaccine availability, or certainly mandatory vaccination periods. In other words, throughout the pandemic, then what was in fact the evidence-based rationale for doing this? And if we have an honest discussion about it, the hope would be it will never be done again. So I think these data are critically important, and there's a blackout. But see, the other thing is that it's like everything else that you and I discuss on the air, that the Rhode Island media is completely incurious about. Again, you have the minority leader requesting this data from the major state university of Rhode Island, And, you know, other than my putting it out on Twitter, now that my account has been restored, as we talked about last time, and my discussion with you at this moment, there is no follow-up in the media. This is the flagship university, you know, beyond Brown. It's the public university of the state, and there's no curiosity about this by all the mainstream media in Rhode Island. It's kind of stunning, actually.
Well, I think what we're going to find is that obviously COVID mandates, whether they be masking or vaccine mandates, are a left-wing shibboleth. That's what it is. That's all. And if you want to be in good standing with the left wing in this country or in any in your area, be a good Democrat or good whatever, you have to participate.
But right, but wouldn't it be refreshing? Wouldn't it be restorative if the media finally addressed, you know, did we really do this on the basis of evidence, or is it exactly as you described? Was this really on the basis of shibboleths and fear and fear mongering? And why not recoup our role as an investigative body? And question these policies because, you know, we're going to have some other respiratory virus pop up, whether it's a coronavirus or whether it's an influenza virus. And, you know, these policies failed, caused a lot of hardship, and really didn't have an evidence basis. In other words, URI and UConn and UMass, they all had a period of about, gosh, almost a year and a half, maybe not quite, about 14, 15 months of exposure to COVID without any availability of mass vaccination. And it was there, if in that period, as we're now basically beginning to understand, there were literally zero hospitalizations for respiratory illness amongst their student body, then that should have told them at that point, no, we really don't need this. Maybe if the vaccines are effective, we'll target some high-risk populations, but it certainly doesn't have to be mandatory, let alone mandatory for students. Who've literally had no hospitalizations. And the hope is that if the media would ask these questions, Matt, that maybe we will evolve. I mean, I'm not terribly optimistic given the silence,